Yesterday, the Chafal from Rebbe is Machlokas Chizkin Reb Bohum, how to understand the words whenever the Torah uses the Lashon Lo Yochal, Lo Sochal, Lo Sochal, anything of that sort, whether that also includes the Isser Hana, or it simply means Isser Achila, and one would have to derive Hana from elsewhere. So Chizkin was of the opinion that Lo Sochal meant only Achila, and when it came to Pesach, only because it says Lo Ye Ochel, did it mean that Isser Hana is included as well, but when it just says Lo Yochal, Isser Achila only, no Isser Hana. And Rebbe came along and said, no, Lo Yochal and all those things always include Isser Hana as well. And where I went on to explain the source of these things and the Machlokas Yehuda Ramei regarding Nevela. Now that we've established that, where I was going to bring a series of questions from other Yisroim in the Torah for a couple of blot now, we see that the Pasuk may use Lo Yochal or Lo Sochal, yet there seems to still be a Heter Hana. So Gemara in Chav Beis Amar Aleph, five lines down, Meisi Rebbe Yitzchak Nafra. He asks the following question. Regarding Gidanasha, the Torah tells us Al Kain Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael Esa Gidanasha, that we see from here that one cannot, after the fight of Yaakov and Esav, that or the Sire of Esav, that one can no longer eat the Gidanasha. Vitnan, the Mishnah comments, Shaleach Adam Yerech Linachri, one can send this Yerech, the thigh that might have this Gidanasha within it. You send it to a goy, v'girhanasha b'socho, v'pneishim mekomonika. Because what happens is, Rashi points out, that shalech odom linachri, v'lo mitzarchina litol gida. We don't require you to remove the girhanasha, even though you're giving it to a goy. V'lo gazrinan, we don't make the following gzeira, shema yira ha-yisrael chavero kishinin enelo. The Yisrael is going to see another yid giving it to a goy. And he's going to say, oh, wait a second, v'yelech v'yiknel, so he's going to go buy from the goy now, minanachri. V'ksavar, this Yisrael is going to think, shenital gida. The initial Jew removed the gid, whole metachas yad yisrael yatsa, yochlenim begida. So I'm going to observe my friend giving a thigh of an animal with the ginasha to the nachri. I'm going to assume, since it came from a yid in the first place, he probably removed the ginasha, I'm going to go ahead and buy it. Rashi points out we're not concerned that that's going to be, because mipnei shemekomo nikar, says Rashi, imhu natil vimlav. You're going to recognize there's going to be a little slice of some sort head where they removed the Gidanasha, you'll recognize it. You'll see if the thigh is completely solid and completely closed up, the Gidanasha wasn't removed, so that's not a problem. Okay, so back to the Gemara now. And Kesavar, so we see from here that this is Gidanasha. And the Pasuk Gidanasha says Lo Yochlu. Lo Yochlu, according to Rabbo, should mean that you can't eat the Gidanasha and you can't get a no. Yet the Mishnah tells us you're allowed to give it to a Nachri. You're allowed to get rid of it to a Nachri. That's a certain amount of Hana there. So how are you allowed to get Hana if the Pasuk says Lo Yochlu? So answers Rabbi Bohu, or Gemara answers for him, Kesavar Rabbi Bohu, Kishehutra Nevela, Hi Vechelba Vegida Hutra. When the Torah told us that Nevelos had to, remember, that was one of the sources of Rebbo. How does Rebbo know that there's an Isra Hana in general? Because by Nevela, where it says the Lo Sochlu, which implies Isra Hana as well, the Pasuk had to go out of its way and say, ah, but there's a Heter to give it to a Ger. There's a Heter to sell to a Goy. The fact that the Torah went out of its way to say there's a Heter no implied that in general, Lo Sochlu, Lo Yochlu, all those things imply there's an Isra Hana. So he says here as follows, when the Torah came along and said there's a Heter by Nevela, it included not only the Nevela, the meat itself, it included even the fat, and even included the Gidim, the sinews. So, included was this, was Gid Hanasha. Gid Hanasha was included in the Heter of a Nevela. So Rashi explains, He v'chelba v'gida n'hutra, v'fikach kol chelav v'chol gid mutarin b'hana, shem b'chlal l'ger, it's included in the following pasuk. Legir asher b'sharecha tidnena v'achla shegam hein kruin ima nevela. Gid Hanasha is also referred to as nevela. Harelecha heter ana b'lav digid loshna nevela loshna ksher. So it's a little complicated. The Marsha explains what's shot here. So Rashi's explaining that once by nevela they gave a heter of hana for nevela, and now included the Gid Hanasha. So the Gid Hanasha, oh, the heter now by lo plug is also going to apply to a kosher animal as well. Meaning, from this Gemara, it sounds like the only heter would be if the Gidanasha came from a Nevela. Let's say the Gidanasha came from a kosher animal that was shechted properly. One might say that's not included in the Hana. So Rashi has this funny Lashon of, he says at the end, Loshna Nevela Loshna Ksher. He has to explain that somehow. So you look back, the Marsha explains that once we see Gidanasha is included in Nevela, the heter, it's included in every single animal. Okay. So that's the heter for Hana when it comes to Gidanasha.
That works both from Rabbi Yehuda from there.
Yehuda Rei Meir.
You said before that in Meir, in Rabbi Yehuda, a nevela It's not a blanket heter hana. It's a limited heter hana by Nevela.
Right, this is for Rabbi Meir. This would be for Rabbi Meir, who allows Yehuda to learn the source from elsewhere, exactly.
So according to Rabbi Abo in Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason by Gidan Nasha that there's no Isser?
So we'll get to where Gemara is going to explain for Rabbi Yehuda also, exactly. So the Gemara says, now this all makes sense. Hanicha leman damar yesh begidim beno sein tam. This all makes a lot of sense, that if you're going to say there's certain ta'am for with regards to Gidim. So we'll see Rashi in a second. So what's going on here? So Rashi explains four wide lines down. Hanicha leman damar yesh begidim tam basar. There's a certain flavor, tastes like basar as well. Harehu b'chal nevela. So once it tastes like basar, so once there's a heter for nevela, you can have non nevela. You could also get a heter in the gidim because the gidim tastes like basar. It's part of the nevela. Ela leman damar ein begidim the iser nosin tam basar im nispashlu im habasar. There's no iser taste. There's no taste that's usher. It doesn't taste like basar. Al malab tam basar ispu. Gidim do not taste like basar. Velav nevela mikru. It's not called a nevela. Ela katsamos dehin eitz ba'alma. It's simply like bones. It's like a piece of wood. Velo is shar b'chal nevela. When they were matir had nevela, they were matir only things that had taste, things that were like basar. But eitzim was not mutter. Veitzu v'atora chayav alav. Michael Maymar upluksayo begitanash. This is a machlok is found in the Chulin, but it's found elsewhere as well. So if you're going to again say there's no ain gidim no same time, it doesn't have any flavor of basar, that could not have been included in the heter nevela. Only the nevela, when nevela is heter, the heter was given, it was only something that tasted like nevela, something like a basar. But once you say the opinion that says gidim have no taste, it's not considered, it's not part of nevela. It wasn't part of the initial hana.
And therefore,
therefore you should be there should be an iser hana for gid hanasha. Because the only heter in the first place is if it was bechlal nevela. So Rashi explains the reason why it's not bechlal nevela, because it's not a piece of basar. It's not part of nevela. You look over Rabbeinu Chananel, he says differently. Rabbeinu Chananel, in mine, it's around halfway down in Rabbeinu Chananel, I have the Vakshinan is bold. I'm not sure if the older ones have that. It says, Vakshinan eini shagidim hutru b'nevela. Is it really true gidim were part of the heter of nevela? V'hatitinenu v'achloksiv. Flo heter lohutar elamide debar achila. The gidim lav ne achilinu the less behu no sintam. He's using a different part of the pasuk. He says that gidim are not bechlal achila. According to the opinion that ain begidim no sintam, Rashi says it's not part of nevela. It's not a basar. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's not part of achila. It's lav bar achila, but it would be part of nevela. It might be part of nevela, but not part of achila. The heter was given only to give food to a ger, food to a goy. This is not considered food, but it is considered nevela to Rabbeinu Chananel. So nafkamin rabbi, let's say one were to eat a gidanasha of nevela. Are you over the iser of nevela as well? In addition to nevela gidanasha, you also violate the iser of nevela. According to Rashi, Rashi would say you're not violating the iser nevela because it's not basar, it's not bechlal nevela at all. Rabbeinu Chananel would say you would be violating the iser, even though it's not barchila, it's still subject to the iser nevela. Rambam, in fact, says you eat a gidanasha of nevela, you're over the iser nevela as well. Rambam was a talmidim of the school of thought of Rabbeinu Chananel. It's not surprising he learns. He followed the understanding of Rabbeinu Chananel.
What do I understand? What happens with the rest of the animal when you eat the nevela? What happens with the hide? Like, for sure the
guy
is going to have enough.
So, right, the only thing that's mutter is the chelev, the basar, the skin. Skin, I could see being royal achila maybe also. And the bones would not be.
That's it, no, we give the whole, in America, let's say they give the whole back of the animal to the guy, because it's too hard to treat them.
The halachla mice you have to figure out. It's very complicated how you paskin here. It's a big machlokas we've shown him. If we're connecting, this is really sugya of nosin ta'am, b'ein megidim nosin ta'am. How much does it connect to the isra now we're talking about here? It's like a 4 or 5 way machlokas we've shown him how to paskin. I believe we paskin that it was mutter b'hana. Based on this in mishpat, we do paskin as mutter b'hana, so that's fine. But according to the way paskin, that's usher b'hana. Now, according to the other opinion, that it would be usher b'hana, the question is what do you do with the bones? Seemingly, that the bones wouldn't be b'chal the heter. Seemingly,
right,
it would
seem like the gidanash, similar.
Exactly. That would be.
Then you would have to strip the bones out of the basar and only give the basar to the goy.
I guess skin it and take out the bones. I don't know for sure, but I guess something like that, yeah. Okay, so the Gemara again wants to know. So I understand if you you hold that gidim have no sin tam, that they have flavor buster, so that was bechlal the initial heter of an avela, so too gidim nasha came along with that. But if you assume aim begidim no sin tam, and therefore it's not bechlal hana, or it's not bechlal nevela, or it's not bechlal achila, however you learn it, so what's the heter for getting hana? So Gemara says, man shmasle damer ein begidim b'no sin tam. Who is the opinion who holds that ein b'no sin tam, ein begidim b'no sin tam? Rabbi Shimon, d'tanya ha'ochel migid hanasha shel behema t'meya, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim, Rabbi Shimon poter. So if you eat a ginnasha of a non-kosher animal, Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev two. You're chayev one in eating a behema t'meya, you're chayev two for eating a ginnasha. Rabbi Shimon says you're poter in both. Why are you poter in both? So Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon poter legamri, you're completely poter. Mi behema t'meya, poter, the kasavar ain begidim benosin tam basar. Because when you eat the gidanash of a behemoth tamei, you're not eating the buster of the behemoth tamei. It's ain't gidanosim tam. It has nothing to do with it. It happens to be in the behemoth tamei, but it's not considered the buster of the behemoth tamei. And he goes on to explain, umbigidanami pater, tchi azhar rachmona gidanash, hecha the buster muter dahin in the behemoth tamei. And regarding the gidanash, not for our purposes right now, the gidanash, you're only chayv if you eat from a kosher animal, not from a non kosher animal. But we see from here, he says you're potter from eating the gidanasha from the perspective of the behemoth tamei. There's no iser behemoth tamei from eating the gidanasha. Sounds like the gidanasha and other gidim are not bechlal the baser. So he's the one who holds aim begidim benosin tam. Fine. And further, Rabbi Shimon halchinami the aser bana. Rabbi Shimon also holds there's an iser hana. The tanya gidanasha muter bana. The very Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon oser. So what comes out is as follows. Rabbi Shimon, who in fact holds Ein Beginim Benosin Tam, therefore it's not Bechlal Nevela. So there's no Heter Hana. Only Hana was given for Nevela, not for Gid Anasha. You're right. Rabbi Shimon in fact holds that it is Aser B'Hana to get Gid Anasha. So it's consistent with each other. Again, if you hold Ein Beginim Benosin Tam, you're going to have to say there's an Iser Hana. If you hold Beginim Benosin Tam, and therefore it is Bechlal Nevela, it was Bechlal the initial Heter, then there would be a Heter Hana. So now to Adam's question about the Rabbi Yehuda, here's that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter b'hana. So does that work out with what we were asking before? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you were saying it doesn't work out. You would think that he would say it's aser. Because he wasn't saying a blend. His understanding was devarim k'chsavim in regards to nevela. That wasn't the source of the heter na. I guess I'm not sure. I have to think about it. That's a good question. According to Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not sure. Okay.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't learn from the pasuk Isser Hana.
Exactly. So that therefore you would think that there should be Isser Hana by Gidanasha as well.
Unless you learn from a different place.
We learn from Mikel Tashlichon.
No makir, because it's makir or not. Wouldn't that be a good reason enough? No, because that.
I'm not sure why that would be relevant here,
no,
right?
No, it's not relevant. Once you give it up, no. That's only a reason why you can't give it up.
Oh, no, maybe the point is because he says, who's the one who's elsewhere? Mikhail Tashlichon. Yeah, I'm not sure. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know the answer. I don't know why. Before he would say, it's her now. Okay, I'll have to look into that.
No, but even Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nevela. You cannot learn the rest of the Surim Hana, but Nevela itself you can from that pasuk.
But Rabbi Yehuda didn't say there's a blanket heter. Exactly, it was limited only to a ger. You could only give to a ger. You could only sell to goy, but it wasn't a blanket heter
of
Hana.
Right, in general Hana.
So has he learned the heter Hana? No. We have to look at the sugyas and chul, and that's where they come up. I don't know.
When we see heter Hana, are we talking about like any Hana or just give me to a goy?
Any Hana. Rabbi Yehuda, in regards to Nevela, he did not allow any Hana, he just allowed two types of cases, giving to a ger or selling it to a goy. So has Rabbi Yehuda here know and learn that there's a heter no in regards to Gidanash? That's Sarachin, I don't know. I'm sure it's a very simple answer. Okay, and as an aside, we brought up a number of times already this type of question. This Mishnah we quoted here that you could send the Yerech to the Nachri, you could send the Sfai to the Nachri. So the question that Rishonim ask again, isn't it manas chinam? Isn't it giving a free present for nothing? You're not allowed to give a gift to a goy for no reason. So they give the answers we gave before. It's a guy who you recognize, and the Miri actually has this other heter. He writes in Avodah Zarah that this Isser Matnas Chinam only applies when the guy is actually over the Avodah Zarah.
Right.
He's not over the Avodah Zarah, so it's not Blechal. I'm not sure if we rely on that nowadays. If you were to rely on that nowadays,
that's what
we do rely on that, yeah?
I'm not sure. Yeah? I heard from that if it's Akum, it's only Akum, they're really over the Avodah Zarah.
Oh,
I'm not sure if that's a halakha.
Because if that was the case, then most goyim you would encounter were not necessarily Blechal.
I think it was strict.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought so. So unless you know him, have a relationship of some sort.
If you know him.
But in America, most cases probably would not be over Avodah Zarah, depending how you understand Christianity. And
why the church is considered Avodah Zarah?
That's a big machlokes. It depends which one. Catholicism versus
Catholic Church.
Protestant is really not, though.
No, Ireland.
Right. So, it's a discussion. Which sect of it, and then okay. Now the Gemara goes on to ask further questions regarding this opinion of Rabbi Abahu that lo yochlu and lo yochel include iser achila iser hana. They ask him, "Harei dam? When it comes to dam, the iser eating dam, blood. Rachman Omar kol nefesh mikem lo sochel dam. Don't eat any dam. Iser yichlis dam. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, eilu ve'ilum is arvin bama. We came to the base of Migdash, so all the dam that was sprinkled upon the mizbech would eventually go to the little pathway in the middle." Would carry out all the blood from the water and all the liquids in the base of Megdash. The Yotzin Lenachal Kidron would go out to this Nachal, the Nimkar and the Gananim, the Zabel, and they would sell it out to people to use as fertilizer for the field, Umwalinbo, and they would there'd be an Isser Mi'ila. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains, Rashi Eil Veil goes on to talk about all the dam that fell down there, but the next one actually go down to Mo'alin rather. Mo'alin Behen, four lines from the bottom, Kilomar Osir Lehanos Mehen. Below damim, b'pnei shein shel hekdesh. These the dam that flows out has a din of hekdesh, and you have to first redeem it. Mikol malkum dam muter b'ana. So after you've got rid of the iser hekdesh from it, you've been pulled it. There still shouldn't exist an iser dam. You can't eat the dam; it's still blood. No one's allowed to use it for their fields. So you see, even though there's an iser achilas dam, there is a heter na. But doesn't the pasuk say lo sochal? You can't eat it, and seemingly you shouldn't be able to get hana either. Why then could they get dam here? Hana from this dam. So says the Gemara.
I understand why it's mutter. They call them mutter b'ana. Why is it? That's what they moil if they use it.
Right. No, there are two isurim that come out from this dam that flows from the base of Migdash. One isur is the isur hakdash. The second isur is isur dam, eating and getting hana from blood. So once you've been poed and got rid of the isur hakdash, there still exists the isur dam. I can't eat this blood now, once it's chulin. So the Gemara says so. Seemingly there should be an isur hana as well. I shouldn't be able to use it for any of my fields. Yet the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that they allowed them to use it for the fields. So explains the Gemara, shiny dam, blood is different, the iskish lemaim, it has a hekish to maim, the chsiv lo sochlenu al haaretz tishpichenu kemaim. The pasuk connects dam to water. Ma maim mutarim av dam mutar, just like water, of course, has a heter, chila, heter na as well, which is our purpose, av dam mutar. So to blood is mutar b'hana. So the emo, maybe one should say, Kimaim hamisnaschim al gabi mizbech. Why do you compare it to water that's mutar to eat? Maybe you should compare it to the nisach hamayim that we do on Sukkos, which of course is asur b'ana. Rashi explains because it's hektesh, you put in a kli sharis. So that's asur b'ana. So maybe that's the mayim we should compare this to. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bahu, kimaim, like water, rov mayim. It's like most water. It's not like a specific water that's used 7-8 times a year. So Gemara says, "Midi rov ma'im ksiv." Does the pasuk say most water? It says ma'im. So which ma'im are we referring to? Not rov ma'im. It's el amar rav Ashi k'ma'im hanishpachim v'lo k'ma'im hanisachim. No, because the pasuk says it talks about tishbechenu k'ma'im. It should be used like water that's poured out. So nisach ma'im is not poured out. It's actually sprinkled, libated on, whatever the proper term is that nisach ma'im, but not nishbach. It's not poured out. So it's not talking about nisach ma'im. It's talking about all other waters. So maybe it refers to water that gets poured out in front of Avodah Zarah, which would be Asur B'hana. Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami Nisach Hikri. That's also, when you pour it in front of Avodah Zarah, that's also called Nisach Dichsiv Yishtu Yain Nisach Nisichem. Before,
you by Sukkos Nisach HaMayim, that's only sprinkled?
It is poured. Nisach, sprinkled probably isn't the proper word, but it's probably when it's used for an Avodah, it's referred to as a Nisach. As a, some type of worshipping of some sort. But yeah, you're right. It's poured down one of those holes along the mizbech. It is poured. Okay, so before you go ahead, there's an interesting shiloh. Say for Isser v'Heter, one of the poskim, Rama quotes him often, says as follows, that when dam is...
Rama has a sefer. That's the Rama's sefer.
That's the Rama's sefer. I think he comments on the sefer.
I think he has a...
That is a sefer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought he has chidushim on that sefer. Okay, maybe you're right. So, so he writes that the Isser Dam only exists when the Dam is in its pure state. But when it's mixed with water, there's no Isser Dam anymore. That's what he says. And Minchas Chinuch says from this sugi here, it sounds otherwise. The Gemara says here, when you mix, the Dam goes through the Nachal Kidron, goes eventually mixed with water, we still see there's an Isser Achila. It happens to be a Heter Na because Dam has a Heter Na, but leaving aside the Heter Na, there is an Isser Achila's Dam, even though it's mixed with the water.
So that you started saying that the Isser Dam is only when?
When it's in its original state, it's
pure.
Just completely pure and no blood. Once you mix it with Mayim, there's no Isser anymore. That's what the Isser Heter writes. But the Minchas Chinuch says it, and it's implied from this Gemara, that even when it's mixed with water, it goes down the Amma, and then eventually the Nachal Kidron, there still is an Isser Achilas Dam. We're only figuring out whether this Isser Hanar or not Isser Hanar. But certainly there's an Isser Achila, Gemara seems to imply. So that's the Kasha they ask on the Isser Heter. And the answers are given as follows. One answer says that the only time that mixing with water will be permitted, will remove the Isser Dam, is when the Dam comes out of the body initially. In this initial state, it goes right and mixes Me'urav with water. But if the Dam comes out in a pure state and after the fact gets mixed with water, so then it will not be be mutter. So the case of the Beis HaMikdash, you shech the animals, it's pure blood, it comes out, this initial creation, if you will, of the blood comes out, it's pure blood, and eventually it gets mixed with the water, the mixing of the water will not help. But if somehow you shechted the animal, went right into water, as it was coming out, it got mixed be'urav with water, then there would be a heter. It has to be created in such a way where it's pure in its initial state. That's one of the explanations given.
That be the blood in Beit Avin Bahaim, where they used to do all the slaughtering, there was water always on the floor and stuff, so it's like kind of like whenever discussion about the Tumah over there too.
I'm not sure really the Metzius there. Maybe you're right, it could be.
I don't know.
Was it really water all the time? I don't know. I'm not sure. Others give an answer that the blood of the Kachim were different. The blood of the Kachim retained its status of Dam even after it was mixed. But in general, blood, Dam Chulin, so then Mayim can be Me'urav and remove its Chaloshem of Dam. Now at the top of Chaf Bezim and Bez, so now that we've established that although initially Dam, you would think, would have an Isra Na as well, according to Rebohu, because it says Lo Yochal, we say no, Dam is different because it's compared to water. Now according to Chizkiah, who again says Lo Sochal does not imply an Isra Na, why does he have the hekesh of dam to mayim? Rebbe needed the hekesh to tell me that dam's mutter bana. Chizki doesn't need that because he already knows. There's no reason to think that it's asher bana. Lo yochal only implies an isher chila. There's a heter na. So why is there a hekesh of dam to mayim? The Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, dam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin the dam kodshim sheinu machshir. Shinemar lo sochlan al arz tishbechenu kamayim. Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir sheinu nishbach kamayim einu machshir. So he learns it according to this opinion we saw already once before, that the hekesh is as follows, that only dam that gets poured out like water is going to be machshir food. If dam does not get poured out like water, like kudrim doesn't get poured out, it gets sprinkled, that will not be connected to water and that would not be machshir. So
that actually gets caught.
Exactly, it's Kabbalah, exactly. Gets caught, and then eventually Zerika, exactly. Not poured, exactly.
Where does Rabbi Bu learn this halacha?
Where does he learn the halacha from, right? Sometimes the Gemara like continues to ask that question, sometimes it doesn't. I'm not sure where he learns this from, unless he argues on it.
It could be that once you're makish dam to mayim, so when they live with you down like mine, it wouldn't be a problem for him to learn both things from the same pasuk, because once you treat down like mine, you can learn out both the fact it's not machshir like mine and the fact that it doesn't have the yisrana.
Yeah, but is he? I guess that's the question. When he connects it to that mine, is he really saying blood is basically water, and then that's what you're saying, or no? He says it's not water, but we're learning a halacha, so. What you're saying would answer the question. I just don't know what the limud is, but you might be right. Unless he rejects this, unless Rebbe rejects this limud, and he thinks that dam of kachim would be machshir food. I don't know. Okay, so that's the second kasha. The Gemara asks on the opinion of Rabbi Bahu. One of the first kasha was on Gidon Asher, the second kasha is in Dam. So right now, and we'll see at the end of the Gemara, next couple of pages, not getting there today, of course, that Rabbi Bahu and Chizkiya, Lemais, are not so different. They might be very different fundamentally how they learn the Pasuk L'Yochal. When it comes down to it, there seem to be an agreement. Because right now we saw Dam, Gidon Asher, they both agree that there's a heter enough for Gidon Asher and Dam. So there's no real nafkamina right now. And they both agree that Chametz is Asr B'Hana. So right now we haven't seen any nafkaminas yet. And the Gemara will say in the end, so what's the nafkamina between the two? They really, although they learn differently, they all say in the end of the day the same thing. So now we're going to a third kasha to Rabbi Bahu. Hare Eivir Menachai Dichsiv Lo Sochal Nefesh Im Habasar. You can't eat something live from an animal. B'Tanya, Pasuk says Lo Sochal, so seemingly according to Rabbi Bahu, there should be an Isra Hana as well. V'tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Minayin Shelo Yoshit Adam Kos Yain LeNazir. You shouldn't extend a cup of wine to a Nazir who, of course, cannot drink wine. V'Eber Menachai Levnei Noach, and you shouldn't extend your hand to give an Eber Menachai to a Nachri, because they're also, that's one of the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, Rashi tells us. So how do you know this? You can't do this. Shinah and Talmud Lomer Levnei Iver Lo Sitei Michshal. You shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of somebody. You couldn't present them an Isra that they might violate. So Halaklav Mishari. So the only Isser is to extend it to a Nachri, not because there's a Hana that I'm getting from it, because he himself is over an Isser of eating Eivir Menachai. But to give it to a Kelev, who of course is not subject to the Isserim of Eivir Menachai, I would be allowed to give it to a dog to eat. Isn't there a Hana by giving a dog? And we said before, certainly my own dog, which I have a responsibility to feed. We said even animals of Hefker, we quoted the Yushalmi yesterday, even animals of a Hefker would be Bechlal the Isser Hana. So we see there's a heter no by Eivir Menachai, even though it says lo sochal. So says the Gemara, shiny Eivir Menachai de iskish l'dam. This too is connected as a hekish to dam. Dichzei rak chazek levilti echel hadam ki adam hu nefesh. So you see there's this hekish to dam, and now we know dam is connected to maim, so as follows. Maim, of course, is a heter no. Maim is connected to dam, so now dam has a heter no. Dam is now connected to Eivir Menachai, so Eivir Menachai also has a heter no. So Rabbi Bahu comes out just like Chizkiya, that they both agree there's a heter no by Eivir Menachai. There's a big discussion here whether the Isser Lifnei Iver to a Nachri is an Isser Deraisa or an Isser Derabanan. That's something to keep in mind here. It sounds like from this Gemara, they quote the Pasuk, it sounds like there's a real Isser Deraisa. Others say that there's only an Isser Derabanan. So the Gemara says, L'chizkia, same question, L'mai hilchasa iskish Eivir Menachai l'dam. So according to him, he already says there's a heter na, because of the fact that the Pasuk is lo sochal, that only implies an Isser Achila. And therefore, by definition, there's a heter na. So why does he have to connect Eivir Menachai to dam? Answers the Gemara, Amar l'cha dam hu de iskish l'Eivir Menachai, ma Eivir Menachai aser, av dam Menachai aser, veze ze, Zedam hakaze shenefesh yotzebo. What's this talking about? Let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says,
Dam hakaze.
Dam hakaze. Okay, thank you. So ma Eivir Menachai aser beisir haamur bo. Av dam Menachai aser beisir haamur bo. Just like Eivir Menachai is aser that which the Torah is talking about, so to dam is aser that which is from the live animal. It's aser. Kolomar kares mishum dam gamur. So the over the Isser Karis from real dam. Mao de Sema, Rak Chazak Levilti Echel Hadam Azavachta Mikarcha Mitzoncha Dichsiv Elkai, Vidam Zvicha Hu De Aser, Aval Dam Hakaza Mutter. So the Gemara says, the Rashi explains that the Dama Eivir Menachai is referring to, this context of the dam is referring to Zvicha. One might think you're only over the Isser Karis of dam that comes from shechting the animal. But maybe any other type of dam one might eat, it would be mutter. So the Gemara says, "Niyo makesh it to Eivir Menachai." If the Eiza Zeh, the Rashi explains, "Klomer al Eiza Dam Menachai Asur Mishum Dam, Ha Dam Ha Nefesh Ksiv, Adam Hakazah Shel Behema She Nefesh Yotzei Ba Lav Dafka Shchita." But any dam that the nefesh is tally on, any dam that a person is going to lose his life from, that's the dam that went bechlal. Lav dafka, the pasuk itself of zvicha, but any dam. So this is still, to me, I'm not 100% clear in how this is being learned, this last part of Chizkiya. Anybody, if they're art school, anyone have suggestions how to learn this, read this better? I wasn't fully comfortable how to read this.
Dam akaza is which blood?
It's the dam that flies out.
The first one.
Akaza means like the spritzing out. That's the dam of the nefesh. Because Rashi continues and says there's four kinds of blood. the one that spritzes out, and then there's one that sort of drips, one that, you know, seeps out, so, and then there's one just sits there.
So this is the first one,
he
the initial,
the
like,
first, yeah.
Check
out
the one
at
that...
The end, at the end of this same Amar, he says, Dame kez she'anishama etzefo kol zman she'mikaleach.
Ah, it's the one that really comes...
Right, the first spritzing is the nisha, that's when the nefesh comes out.
Mm-hmm. So, but I fully wasn't understanding this Hekesh to anyone have any suggestions how to read this. So, again, we're trying to figure out Chizkia. Why does Chizkia connect Dam to
Ibn Achai? Could we repeat the Gemara?
Yeah, let's repeat the Gemara, and then we can try to learn this together.
Yeah.
So, says the Gemara, L'Chizkia L'mai Hilchasa, Yishkish Ibn Achai L'Dam. Why are we connecting Ibn Achai to Dam? Amal Achai, Dam hu di Yishkish L'Ibn Achai. Dam is connected to Ibn Achai. Ma Ibn Achai Aser, Ab Dam Ibn Achai Aser. So just like Abram Nechai is usher, so to blood from a live animal is usher. Veza zedam hakaza asher nefesh yoseh ba. So I guess the point is that Abram Nechai is a limb from a live animal, so to dam from a live animal. The dam that comes from a live animal while it's still alive, as opposed to once that dam left, anything afterwards, the animal is considered dead already. Dam from a dead animal would not be bechlal the iser. So the point is that initial squirting out and shooting out of the blood, that's when the animal is still alive. That's the dam that we're referring to, that is bechlal the iser of achilas dam and iser karis. I think that's how to read it. I think that's clear.
So the hekesh is coming to tell you a kula by dam, that you shouldn't think all dam, only the dam that's dam in achai?
Interesting. So I think the way Rashi is presenting it, what you're saying, I would have thought a kula also. The way Rashi presents it sounds like a chumrah. You would have thought maybe only zvich, only if it was shechted, but if it died in some other way, maybe it would not, let's say you shot the animal, it wasn't a shechita, you shot the animal, maybe it wouldn't be bechlal iser dam, any blood that would flow out. Kamash malon, any time there's dam that comes out when the animal is still alive, that dam is bechlal iser. I think that's the direction Rashi is going in. Okay, so that's the third kasha they asked the Rebbe Bohu. Again, we had Gidon Asher, we had Dam, and now we have Abram and Achai. Now the Gemara asks the fourth question, the shore that gets stoned, it happens to the shore Muad, kills a person, we stone the animal. You're not allowed to eat the basar. One would think, according to Rebbe Bohu, not only one can't eat it, but one also can't get any hana from the shore. Vitani, the Baisa tells us, Mimashma Shinemar Sakal Yisaka Ashur. From the fact that the Torah tells us you have to stone the shore. Enyo de Shahi Nevela of Nevela Asur Bachila. I already know. Once you stone an animal, it's a Nevela. Whenever there's no Shechita and the animal dies, it's going to be a Nevela. So why does the Torah have to tell me Lo Yochal? You don't need it. It's obvious you don't need it because of the Isra Nevela. So Ma Tamalama Lo Yochal. So Magid Lacha, this Gemara comes up in a number of places. Magid Lacha Akasav, the Torah tells us, Shim Shach Tulacha Shinigmar Dino Asur. Let's say you gave the Gemara din. It said, this shore is going to get stoned. That's the psak din. And now before you got to stone it, you went ahead and shechted the animal. Good kosher shechita. You want to get some nice meat before it gets thrown off the cliff. What?
Now stone it.
Right, now stone it. Now stone it.
And I'll make steak.
So one would think maybe the shechita should be good shechita because it's not in the vela anymore. The Torah tells me that no, therefore that's lo yochal. One cannot eat it. It's asur to eat. That's why it says lo yochal. To tell me that even before the schila, one can, after the Gemara din, before Skila, it's still an Isra Achila. I only know that it's us to eat the animal. How do I know B'Hanah Minayin? How do I know if I shech this animal, I can't get Hanah? Maybe I can get Hanah from it. Tamilom or Baal Hashur Naki, the owner of the shore is Naki, he's clean. What does that mean, clean? My Mashma. Shimon ben Zuma Omer, Ka'aldim Shomer Lechaver, like a person says to his friend, Yotze Ploni Naki Minichas, a person goes free of any of his property. Vein lo Bahem Hanah Klau, Klum rather. So he says he's free of his property, he has no hana from it, he's left his property, his mafkis are property, Naki seems to imply he's clean, he's absolved of any ownership. He doesn't have any rights to hana. So Naki tells us that's the source of a iser hana as well. So the Gemara says now, Taimur the cost of Baal Shor Naki, only because it says the Baal Shor is Naki, he's clean of the property, that's why there's an iser hana. Di milo yochal iser achila mashma iser hana lo mashma. But the positive lo yochal, that you cannot eat the shor, only implies an achila. There would have been heter na had not been for the pasuk of Naki. But now the pasuk of Naki, lo yochal, does not imply an iser na. Lo yochal implies only achila, not hana. This is the kasha to Rabbi Abba. The Gemara says, liolum lo yochal iser achila v'iser na mashma. No, really implies both. U'baal asher Naki lahanos oro hudasir. The fact that the Baal Shur can't get hana, it's not referring to the basar. That ain't a chanami. We know from lo yochal, he can't eat the basar, he can't get hana from the basar. Layocha is referring to the skin. He can't get hana even from the skin of the shor. That's the chiddush here. Vitzich, yeah.
To what? Just the meat?
Just the meat, right. Mm-hmm. You wonder why the or is not bechlal, the meat. Once the meat is aser hana, shouldn't the or also be?
It's getting hana from the animal.
The Gemara explains right now. Vitzich. You would have thought, I mean, lo yochalas b'saro, k'siv b'saro, in or lo k'mash malam. Because the pasuk says, dafka basar. Only basar you can eat. So basar would seem to exclude or. You can't eat basar, you can't get hana from basar, but you can get hana from or. Therefore, the pasuk says, naki, to say even the or you can't get hana.
I mean, does that mean that we can get hana from the or all of a pig?
No, because it says, I think the whole humor is that the addition of word b'saro, it shouldn't be there. So the reason that it's there is to tell you that you might have thought that the hide, yes.
Exactly. Had not said basar, just right. Stam liyochal, you can't
you
eat
have,
anything.
Then you would have no doubt.
Right.
Right, but I'm saying you need a second pasuk here to tell us that we cannot enjoy the skin.
Only because it
only
says
because
basar. It says in the pasuk basar, you would think dafka basar. But it just said liyochal stam,
right.
Everything would be included in the answer.
Yeah, so you can have enough of the skin of a pig. What's that to do with skin of a pig?
I don't think we can enjoy anything from a pig.
How do you play football?
I don't play football. Israeli. That's not Hana.
Okay, so Gemara says now, I say therefore Kamash Malan, again the word basar would tell us that only maybe you would think the basar is asar nechila, asar rana, but or skin would be mutter. Baal Shor Naki tells me that even the skin is forbidden to get hana from. Now the Gemara says, "Ulahanoch Tanai." A number of Tanai elsewhere in the Gemara, Baba Kama, the Mapig Lei LaHaikra the Drasha Achrini, that others use this pasuk to include something else. The word S. Rashi, sorry, the Gemara goes on further. Lechatzi Kofer LaDemei Vlados. So they say the word S comes to exclude that normally a Tam pays half the amount of a Muad. So a Muad who, let's say, damages pays full amount. A tam, an animal that has not yet been accustomed to doing these things, only pays half the amount. So one would think, let's say a muad kills a person, the owner of the muad has to pay a full amount. So let's say a tam kills a person, maybe you'd only have to pay half the amount, half the kofar, half the amount of the person who got killed. S comes to say, no, it comes to exclude, you don't pay half the kofar when it comes to a tam. Others would say also, the S comes to teach me that you don't pay dmei vlados. Let's say he killed a woman who's pregnant, you have to pay the value of the vlado. So the S comes for some other drasha. So you can't use it. The word S is not available for teaching me anything about or. So the Gemara says...
But I don't understand, but the limud is not from S.
I'm sorry. Baal Shor Naki, you're right. Baal Shor Naki, exactly.
Right.
Baal Shor Naki is used for something else. I'm sorry, yeah. He's clean. The tam, the owner of the tam, is clean from paying half a kofar. And the owner is clean from paying the vlados. Right, thank you. So you don't have the word Naki available to teach me the heter hana. Iser hana, rather.
Right. Meaning Baal Shor Naki, we learned that he has to, even though it's a tam, you still pay full kofar.
I think tam, you're completely exempt of everything, actually.
Right.
I think
you're
probably, right.
Tam, you don't pay anything.
Right.
So what case you have to pay full?
What case you pay?
So why Baal Shor Naki? Where do we learn anything from Naki to Tam?
We learn from that he's clean, that the owner's clean. He doesn't have to pay any kofar by a Tam. Only a Muad has to pay.
Also, the Naki here is the opposite. It's not that he's like empty. That is that he's clean from paying. It takes a different meaning.
Right. So again, so back to what we're talking about, the pasuk says lo yochal basar, you can't eat basar, which means you can't eat basar, you can't get hana from basar.
Yeah.
The pasuk of Baal Shor Naki tells me that you can't get hana from the skin as well.
Yeah.
But now we're asked, let's say use Baal Shor Naki to teach me different limudin. How do they learn the isra hana in regards to the skin? So again, the Gemara says lahanoch tanai demafki le lahaykro del drasha achrini, which means id lechati kofer or le dimei vlados. According to them, Hanaz Oro Minale, how do they learn this, that is Eser Hana? So Gemara answers, Nafkale me es bisaro. The word es means es hatol bisaro, that which is secondary, that which is tafel to the basar. Not only does basar aser b'achila aser b'hana, so to the es, the tafel, the or, is also going to be aser b'achila aser b'hana. Says the Gemara of Idach, es lo darsh. But the other opinion thinks that es is not something that you darsh. You can't make drushes based on the word esk. So therefore, you have to use the Baal Shranaki to teach me that there's israna for an or. Kitatani, based on the Brisa, Shimon Hamsuni, Vamri Le, Nechemi Hamsuni, Hayodorish Kol Esim Shabbatorah, the Yupi Dorish, every single es that they found in the Torah, Kaven Shigil, Es Hashem Lokecha, Tira, Perish. Once he got to Es Hashem Lokecha, what could be actually secondary to Hashem? Nothing could be second to Hashem. He gave up, he said, that's it, I'm done here. So Amrulo Tamidav, his Tamidim said to him, what do you mean? Rabbi, Kol Esim Shadrushes, Mati Elen, all the drushes you made, all the Esim, you made some beautiful Esim drushes. What happened to all those? Amrulahem, Kishem Shikabalti Schal Adrisha, just like I received a lot of reward for all the drush I make, I'm going to get the same amount of schar for being Porish. Sometimes you have to say, you know what? I've gone too far, and to retract, it's even harder to go back on your word. You're fighting so hard your whole life for a certain opinion, and you say, you know what? I was wrong for the past 15, 20 years. That's a big mila. So that was the real anivus of Rabbi Shimon Hamsani. So Gemara says, Ad Shabbar Rabbi Kiva v'darish es Hashem l'kecha tira l'rabos tamid chachamim. Kiva came along and said, no, don't go back. You're wrong. S. A Talmud Chacham is secondary to, he is second to Hashem. Gemara tells us that's how you're Dovik. A Tem Dveikim Bashem. You're supposed to be Dovik. In a couple of weeks, we're reading in the Parsha. In a couple of weeks, Dveikim Bashem. How you have Dveikis Bashem? Hashem's Ash. You're going to get burned from Hashem through Talmud Chachamim. That's how you're going to be Dveikis Bashem.
So, number. So according to those who learn that Bada Sharnaki is the Or, how do they learn that Tam doesn't take over?
They, I don't remember the Gemara in Baba Kama, they might hold he would pay kofar. A chati kofar, he might hold. I don't remember exactly. So the interesting, the number of interesting explanations why Shimon Hamsuni did not learn like Rabbi Kiva. What held him back? His entire life. He couldn't think that S referred to Talmid Chachamim. So a number of interesting things are given. One answer is that Shimon Hamsuni was so, he was brought up in, let's say, a place like Bnei Brak. His entire life was Kulo Torah. He couldn't imagine that someone would need a heter to include Talmid Chachamim. What do you need that for? Obviously, you should cover Talmid Chacham. But Kiva, who grew up as an Am Haaretz, he knew that there was something other than a Talmid Chacham. He was aware. You have to be Marba. You have to include a Talmid Chacham requires respect, because there are people who don't know what a Talmid Chacham is. That's how some explain. The Ksav Sofer writes this as an explanation. Again, Shimon Hamsuni, he knew it was so pashut. He didn't need to make a drasha for this, because that's how he was raised his entire life. Where Kiva was more exposed, he knew there was a special riboy was needed to include a Talmud Chacham. And other answers are given as well, what the machlokas exactly was.
You have to assume that he spent a lot of time trying to figure it out, otherwise
right,
he wouldn't throw out all his life.
No, I mean, exactly, and still he couldn't come up with this.
Right.
So that is four questions we've asked on the opinion of Rabbi Abou. Again, Ginanasha, Dam, Eber Menachai, and Shor Niska. Now the Gemara is going to ask a fifth question to Rabbi Abou. Again, remember, so far all four, Rabbi Abou and Chizkiya, are both in agreement. At the end of the day, they both agree there's a Heter Na by all four we listed. Now the fifth case is Vahre Arla, Derachman Amar, Arelim Lo Yochal. Arla, like the first 3 years of the new fruit tree you grow, the first 3 years you can't get Hana from, you can't eat from it. You can't eat it, I should say, no. You can't eat from the first 3 years. And the fourth year, you bring it netzer vay, you bring it to eat in your shlaim. So in this Isser Arlo, the Gemara quotes a brayso, Vitanya, Arelim lo yochal, you can eat it, Ainli ela Isser Achila, Minayin shalo yehenu mimenu, shalo yitave bo, v'lo yalik bo saner. How do I know I can't get a gnaw from it? I can't use it for coloring, for the dye. Rashi explains a couple of cases, like the klipe egozim, shashomer asa mishim arlo kipriatmo, the shells was able to be used for a dye. How do I know I can't use it for a dye? How do I know I can't use it for fuel, for lighting something? Tamaloma varalasam arlaso. Arelim. So the Pasuk says three times, Arelim, like there's a real, real isser going on here. You can't get hana from it as well. So, Arelim lo yuchal, rabo says kulam. Come to teach me that you can't, to include all those, you can't get any hana from them. Time with the Chas Rachmana Aralasam Aralasar Arelim. It says it so many times. That's why we include Isser Hana. Lav Hachi had not had those, all those different Ribuyim. Hava Amina Isser Achila Mashma Isser Hana Lo Mashma. I would have thought that the Pasuk says Lo Yocha. Lo Yocha, according to Rabbi Bohu, should say there's an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana. So why does the Gemara need to bring the Psukim of Aralasam Aralasar Arelim as a source of the Isser Hana? Lo Yocha should have implied that. Sounds like another kasher to Rabbi Abahu that is, lo yochal does not imply an isra na. That's why you need a special gzeres kasef. Answers the Gemara, liolam lo yochal mashma. Bein Isra Achila, Bein Isra Not Really, they're both included.
What's the third Isra? Bechira?
The third Isra. Wait, why?
No.
Which third Isra do you mean?
Well, Rav said that this is Orla three times. So this Achila, Hana, and is there another
Isra? Oh, I just thought the repetition of those words. You're saying why repeat it three times, just repeat it two times.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't... I just learned it as I hear it. I'm not sure why you need it repeated three different times. Well, two times would have been enough.
It says Lo Yehana Mimenu Lo Yitzvabo Lo Yadlik Bosaner. Are those all Hana?
Those are all types of Hana. Yeah, the Rishon do ask why you have to list all them out, but those are all types of Hana.
Dying or selling would be Hana also. Dying or selling would be Hana.
Dying exactly.
Would be Hana.
Right.
Yeah, or lighting the nair from the shemen would be Hana. This is all part of Hana.
Right. So this might be part of actually. Tosos, maybe that's why Tosos, look at Tosos Minayim, this might be what's driving Tosos, maybe this very question. He says, Im Tomar, Minayim Shelo Yitzaba, that one. How do you know you can't dye it? Vim Tomar came in the Nafkalon to Aser Bana, you ready to learn Iser Bana, Amai Yitzrich Leeser Tzvi of Halakha. Why to come to include those? Dying in Halakha, aren't those forms of Hana? So he answers, Velmari, the Sakadaitech, the Tzvi Alochash of Hana, the Lohavi Elechazu Sabama. One may think, dying is not a real Hana, it's just some coloring of some sort. So you wouldn't think, so you need the special pasuk to include tzvia, and then further, v'chein harloka sagadaitach disharya came to havi derech biur. You're burning it, you're getting rid of it. It's a destructive act. One may think it's a hana. Kamashmalan, that's so too is considered hana. So maybe that's the point. You need the three pasukim. One to teach me hana in general. Second, to teach me that tzvia is considered hana. And thirdly, to tell me that halakha is also considered hana.
Yeah, that's clear. Tosos asks a clever question. He says, so once you have two RLs, one for Tzvi and one for Adlaka, the Mamela you would know Hana also. So you don't need the third. So
I
you see that he's learning the way that you're suggesting, which is that the three Orlas are associated with the three Yisrael.
I see. And boy, once he says, so what's the reason for the third one? You read the Tosos for this. Let's see. Seems like a little. The last Tosos, yeah. We could try. We have time. We could try to go through it. Rashi says, Tosos says, Lachem. Lamali, let's read the Gemara first. Actually, he's quoting Gemara we didn't see yet. So let's finish the Gemara. So really, again, Rabbi Bohu says Liolam. This is two wide lines down. The last word Liolam Lo Yochal Mashva Bein Eser Achil Bein Eser Hana. It includes everything. You can get Hana from it as well. V'shani Hasam Dichsiv Lachem. The Pasuk says in the context of Arla Lachem, it should be yours. It should be yours implies it should be yours for all the Hana. So maybe you think Lo Yochal in this case only means don't eat it, but Hana would be permitted. That's why you need the extra Ribuyim to include all the other types of Hanas. Like I just said, since it says lachem, it should be yours entirely. You should have a no. Kamash malan, our loss, our elim comes to teach me that there's an iser or no as well. The ella hashadichsevi hanach kroy lachem lamali. So once we teach me all the extra psukim, so what does lachem come to teach me? In the fact, in the end of the day, you can't get hana from. So in what way is it lachem? Says the Gemara, Lichid Tanya, Lachem, the Rabbo says, Hanatuya the Rabbim, that it comes to include that if you plan something for the purpose of the Rabbim, Rashi says, Litzarech Rabbim, Kigom Be'em Saderech Lachol, over, you do it for the purpose of the Rabbim, a plant of tree in the middle for the Rabbim, that's included in the Isser Arla as well. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lahotzias and Natula Rabbim. He says comes to exclude. No, a tree planted for the purpose of the Rabbim is actually excluded from Arla. So Lachem, that's what's coming to teach me. So we'll read. How do you understand why Lachem, according to one opinion, comes to include in Isra Arla, and according to one, it comes to exclude
right, so
in Isra Arla?
So Lachem, it would seem that it's a kula that it would tell you that.
Right. So Gemara is now going to explain how one would learn a heter, how one would learn an iser. So Gemara explains. So my time with the Tanakhama. What's the reason the Tanakhama says lachem comes to include that the iser applies even to something planted for the rabbin? So una dichsev unetatem leyochin mashma. You should plant it. The rabbin lo mashma. So you should plant it in tatem. You as a referring to everyone. You singular people, every single person should plant it for themselves, referring to only a yachid is subject to the iser, but a something planted for the rabbim is not subject to the iser. Kaz rachman alachem to you, lavias and natuli rabbim to include even the rabbim, because natatim implies it's only usher to a single person. Lachem says to you also, to everyone, even to the rabbim, it should be also aser. We have this also Usvartim Lachem. Usvartim Lachem. Pasuk by Svirus Omer and Parshas Emor. Usvartim Lachem. You. You means you and you and you and you and you. That's what it means, atem, you people.
Right.
Not as a whole. Usvarta, if it said you as a unit, okay, that would imply rabbim as a unit.
But they're arguing v'natatem, that's to the yachid,
right,
lachem to rabim.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're going to argue the yachid point, why wouldn't they say it in the language of yachid, v'natata?
No, because natata in
that's
the Torah,
to the one.
No, when you have the psukim referred to as natata, if it would have said that, it means you as a unit. Again, svarta lecha, the pasuk says, it talks about based in counting sphera for the yovel. Usvarta means based in the unit, which represents the klal rabim, that's a singular entity. Usvartim lachem, you versus you and you and you. Each of you have to count svartim lachem refers to sphere as omer.
Right.
Individuals have to keep sphere. So here too also it says unatatim, singular people have to keep the iser arla. Lachem come say not only singular people, lachem, you as an entire unit also has to be subject to the iser of arla, even though it's the rabbim that's also subject to this iser. Now Rabbi Yehuda, who argues, says no, something that's planted for the purpose of the rabbim is actually mutter b'arla. It's not subject to arla. Rabbi Yehuda, unetatem mashma bein rabbim bein liyachid. He argues netatem means singular people, individuals, and it also means rabbim. Lachem also means bein liyachid bein rabbim mashma, and therefore according to him it's very inclusive. Have a riboy ach riboy. It's two inclusive words. Vein riboy ach riboy elamai. Once you have a riboy after riboy, it doesn't come to include. It actually does the opposite. It comes to exclude, and therefore according to Rabbi Yehuda, excludes a hanatoy the rabbim. Something planted for the purpose of the rabbim is not subject to arla. So we have a few minutes if you want to do the bottom Tosos and the bottom of Chof Beis and Rebeis. Tosos writes, wants to know the three psukim that we're asking about.
Is it possible to say another explanation where Lachem, could it be that can I have Hana from his Orla?
Lachor not, I would think not. I mean, let's say you stole from him. You can't steal it, obviously. How would you get Hana? If he allows you to get Hana from it,
yeah.
I wouldn't imagine you can. Why you would
not
think.
Not stolen. I mean,
but he gives you permission, you could do whatever you want.
I'm going to die it, I'm going to use it as for fire or whatever.
Or if he made it healthcare.
But then you own, then by you picking it up, then it becomes yours.
It becomes yours.
It has to be a way you could get Hana without you getting ownership of it.
During Shemitah, when you can't get anything off from it, and it's technically hefker. I remember being at OJ during Shemitah, and you basically, like, if someone let you on their property, you could basically just take anything.
Right. You can, right.
And you don't own the plant, but you could just take the fruit.
Right, you could eat, but I'm not sure that would work for the heter, for Arla, I don't think that would work. That's for Shavis. That would get rid of the Isser Gzela, let's say. But for Arla, I'm not sure. I don't know for sure.
I was just learning a mission that if somebody plants kilayim on Shavuos, he doesn't own it.
Only if you own it is a problem for kilayim.
Right. So it makes a point because you cannot be asked for something that's not yours. So it seems that it's on everything.
You can't owe something that's not yours. So Shavuos, let's say. If Arla during Shavuos, you can't owe something that's not yours. But that's from a kalim that was created during Shavuos. But let's say it was kalim beforehand.
Correct.
So let's say Arla, so is planted before Shavuos.
But it turns into a right.
During the Shavuos year, it starts planting. I plant during the Shavuos, so let's say I plant at the beginning of this Shavuos year. And then by the end of the year, fruits start growing if it happens so quickly, which I don't think it happens so quickly.
The question is when is it Arla?
Right.
Is it from planting or from
right.
The
Okay. I'm still trying to get this last Tosas in, if you want. Lachem lamali lichadatanya. So why do you need Lachem? So it asks the Tosas hikshari mikurbal. And my itzrich gimel arelim. Why do you need three different psukim? Lichtov tre arelim. Write two of them. The tzviyah v'halaka. V'alkarcha chasir lachem l'tui the rabbim. That wasn't quite the way you were saying it. It doesn't come to include other hana. He says, why don't you come to include? So that's a different question. So maybe we'll just skip it then, because it seems very involved. Doesn't
but
ask
but again,
question.
But you see from the premise of
exactly.
The question, the answer to what he is.
Exactly.
Yes.
That the three psukim, as you said, they're for three different things. One, pasuk to teach me iser hana. One, to teach me an iser tzvi. And one, to teach me an iser.
Achila.
No, iser. Achila is from lo yochal.
Yeah.
Iser hana, iser halakha, iser tzvi.
Iser hana.
Halakha.